Frimley Lodge and New Frontiers. Frimley Lodge and New Frontiers. The momentum behind Pistachios in the Park showed no signs of slowing, with growing interest from councils across the southeast. One of the next to reach out was Surrey Heath Borough Council, who invited us to revitalize the underwhelming cafe at their flagship site, Frimley Lodge Park. Frimley Lodge is a 24-hectare green haven nestled between Frimley Green and Mitchett, offering an impressive array of amenities: football and cricket pitches, a children's playground, an 18-hole pitch and putt course, and a charming mile-long miniature railway that winds through the woods. Bordering the park is the peaceful Basingstoke Canal, complete with picturesque walking paths and passing canal boats. It was also home to a well-attended park run every Saturday morning. However, we soon learned that the cafe operator, Viola, had no engagement whatsoever with the organizers, a missed opportunity that reflected the overall lack of integration. At the time, the cafe, run by Viola and managed by Amanda, was a modest setup that only opened on dry days. It was tucked beside the changing rooms used for weekend football, and a nearby hut handled pitch and putt club rentals. The whole operation felt fragmented and underutilized, with little energy or community connection. That's when Lee Thornton, the newly appointed park manager, got in touch. He didn't just want a cafe, he wanted a destination, a vibrant hub with healthy food, warm service, and a strong sense of local community. We submitted a proposal offering £9,500 per annum, including utility bills for the lease. Our plan included absorbing the pitch and putt operation by moving golf club hire to the cafe counter. With our EPOS till system, we could transparently track the takings and return the revenue to the council. It was a simple win-win model with far-reaching potential. Aiden, one of the brothers behind Espies Ice Cream, was eager to be part of this next chapter. He, his wife, and his brother-in-law Scott made the move from Catford to manage the new site full-time. Aiden had a business relationship with Colin Veer of Winston's Ice Cream, the heritage Cotswold-based manufacturer behind Espies. With four generations of expertise and a legacy Victorian recipe, Winston's embodied the kind of authentic quality we wanted in our offering. Their product, made from milk sourced from Princess Anne's herd, was already a customer favorite, and now the partnership was growing stronger. To finance the cafe fit-out and necessary equipment, Adrian helped Aiden draft a solid business plan. Our bank manager at NatWest, Mark Witten, connected him with Lombard Finance, who approved the funding. Martin and Fred took the reins of the transformation, and by February 2010, the new Frimley Lodge Cafe opened under a 5-year lease. The results were immediate. Sales soared over Easter, and Amanda, transferred over from Viola under Toop, was amazed by the cafe's instant success. Lee Thornton sent a note of praise. "Hi, Aeson. Thanks for the update. Great news on the takings. We were thrilled with the launch, and I'm confident your takings will keep climbing as word spreads. Personally, I'm delighted to finally have a cafe we can all be proud of. The mayor was impressed too, and he's a discerning businessman, so that's high praise. Thank you for all your energy in getting this up and running. We look forward to working with you and your team in the future." Lee Thornton.